problem is, in our opinion, more an humanitarian problem than a problem of numbers. That's because those people actually risk their lives at sea, and it's very complicated to save all these lives. The Italian government is actually carrying out an operation called Mare Nostrum, which started last October, after the shipwreck of October 3rd, there were 368 people died at sea of Lampedusa, and in this month they saved thousands of lives. But it's impossible to avoid the shipwrecks. Last month there was a shipwreck on May 13, which caused the death of at least around 17 migrants, but maybe more than that, because the witness told us that probably 60 migrants died at sea. So it's very difficult to avoid shipwrecks. So the emergency from this moment for the Italian government is to save lives, and it's also an operational emergency because all these people arrive in just one single entry point, which is the Channel of Sicily.
From a humanitarian perspective, what needs to be done to provide help for these people that are coming into Europe?
It should be important to develop a more comprehensive approach, and no single action is enough to address the root causes of this migration. So IOM is calling for a high-level debate on these flows that could bring together all the countries of destination, of origin and transit, because it is needed to offer alternatives to migrants and to tell them, okay, do not risk your life because you can enter Europe safely. So it should be find a way to enhance the legal avenues for migrants to come to Europe. For example, reinforcing resettlement programs in order to transfer migrants directly to Europe. Or, for example, some people also said it would be possible to establish migrant centers in the country of transit or first asylum where migrants can be provided with adequate legal assistance. Or maybe they could also present asylum requests directly in the embassies of the European countries. What should be done, of course, is to try to offer alternatives to people, but to take the boat and risk their lives.
Looking at the international community, you're calling on them to help. So how would the international community reduce trafficking and the smuggling of migrants?
Yeah, it is very important to tackle the traffickers, of course. And it's a main problem because cooperation must be reinforced among countries in order to identify and to prosecute the traffickers, because those are people who actually are taking advantage of the desperation of migrants and they are getting rich. So it is needed that all the countries involved in Europe but in Africa as well should cooperate, should increase their cooperation in order to crack down on traffickers and smugglers.
And as you are well aware of, it's been in the news with the recent European elections that some right-wing politicians in Europe are expressing opposition to Africans coming into their countries. Are you finding this type of opposition growing?
Migration is a very complicated issue, of course, and it's always at the center of political debate, even if in this period of electoral campaign because of the European elections. Some right-wing parties, of course, said that migrants should not be allowed to come to Italy because they should be, let's say, protected at their home, so they say. But in general, I must say that the attitude a little bit changed in the last few months after the shipwreck of last 3rd of October. For example, about Italy, where for the first time after many years of debates on immigration, the focus went on the humanitarian emergency and the fact that lives were lost at sea. It is quite clear that these people are fleeing from wars, from regimes, and that they are desperate. I would say that I'm quite optimistic about the fact that the public opinion is understanding very well the situation in the last few months.